Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousaabi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. We are right in the middle of March, which is astounding. What happened in January and February? I have this reaction every single new music mix, and it's genuine, listeners. I promise you, I literally can't believe that time goes by this fast.
Yeah, it's not a bit for Samer. He really is baffled by the passage of time.
Just can't wrap.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine your reaction to when we finally invent time travel. Like, you're really gonna.
It's not gonna go well.
How could it be 1842 if we were just in 2024? Yeah, all right, Samer, we got it. We got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Yeah, it's already our third new music mix of the year. And I'll tell you, the new music's really picking up, though. You know, we talked about in January how we had to dig a little bit and got into some bands we'd never heard of before. And there's still a little bit of that. I know I try to seek out some off the beaten path type bands, but I think we're also seeing some bigger names put out some new music, which is also kind of fun.
Yeah, this one was really good. I agree. Like, January and February was a little bit of a struggle to kind of find stuff that I wanted to talk about. And then this month for both of us, I was like, this is a great mix, actually. This is pretty awesome. There's some great.
I would agree. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed our mix. Yes. Yes. All right. Both sides of it.
All right. And so with that, let's get into it. So your first pick is Jam Cod by The Jesus and Mary Chain.
Yeah. So these guys are primarily anchored by Jim and William Reed, who are brothers, and they've kind of had a rotating group of bandmates. I didn't realize they've been around since like 1983.
Oh, wow.
Like, they seem like more of a, I don't know, I guess modern band, but yeah. Then I found out they've only put out like two albums in the last 25 years. So I don't know. Pretty crazy. They put out seven albums really quickly between 85 and 98. So that's probably why I was always aware of them or felt like they've always been around. But the last couple decades, they've only put out a couple albums, and they've got a new one coming out this year called Glasgow Days, which is appropriate because they are from Scotland. This is mainly, you know, the Jesus and Mary Chain, if you're not familiar with them, they're an alt rock band, mm-hmm. right? Mostly on the rock side. And I think what stood out for me on this track was just how much it felt like, you know, more of like an electronic or synth track, more so than like their standard rock track. And so I always think it's cool when bands who, especially when they've done it for a while, just try something very new like that. You know, we had Beyonce and her country music foray on the last new music mix. And so, you know, kind of in a similar vein here where they're just trying something different, but I think it sounds great. And I really, really dug this song. And, you know, they're not a band that I could say, wow, I'm just a massive fan of theirs, but I do feel like they're a band that has just been around for a long time. And as I found out through research, they certainly have been.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'd not heard of them before, but I absolutely loved this track. It was so good because I love like electronic music and synth kind of mixed in with rock. So it reminded me a little bit of like Royal Blood does that a lot. Muse, obviously, you know, I think really kind of made that space really large. And then the other, I was like, there's still something, there's like an itch here that I can't place of who they remind me of. And then it finally dawned on me that I think they remind me of the fictional band Mystic Spiral from Daria that we talked about several mixes ago. And I think it's specifically the chorus where they're singing vegetable, mineral, animal, I don't know. And it reminded me of them whenever he sings like, ouch, my nose, ouch, my nose. So I loved it. I mean, just on that alone made me so happy.
I would love it if we came across one of the creators of Daria who tells us they were actually inspired by these guys. Right. Like it would actually, because that would actually kind of make sense, like given when they were like really right. big and putting out a lot of music.
Yeah, so. The timing is there. Absolutely.
Oh, that would be amazing. I really hope if anybody out there is like connected to someone who was part of Daria, please.
Yeah, reach
please
out.
Put us in touch.
Yeah,
at
Super Awesome. Yeah, Mix.
At Super Awesome Mix. We did that in sync, which was awesome. Yes.
We've been practicing.
We have been. All right. Speaking of practicing, I felt like this first track actually like blended really well into the second track. And again, we make these mixes, like we make these lists independent of each other. So I thought that was really cool. We're not even practicing this. Your first pick, track two, it's Gen X Cops by Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, I really loved that these two tracks worked well together. And we do that again later in the mix too, actually, which was kind of interesting. Again, like you said, we don't shoot for that, but it's fun when it happens. But I, you know, there's like a lot of tracks on this mix that I put that are like clickbait for Sammer, basically is how I describe it. So if I see new music from one of these bands, I'm going to put it on my mix. Vampire Weekend, of course, is one of them. Been a long time listener and lover of their music. And this sounds honestly like pure Vampire Weekend sound. I feel like just from the opening notes, you're like, this is really weird. This is different. This is catching my attention. I'm into it. And like the lyrics are great. You know, he's kind of like lamenting basically how like every generation apologizes to the next, that there is no perfect generation. And, you know, me being in the millennial generation is going to be apologizing to the Gen Zers if we're not already for all the things that we did wrong, obviously. And the cycle goes on and on. And so I think that's like, it's a really interesting theme, you know, as they themselves get older, and I believe they're part of the millennial generation as well. But I just really like the lines or the lyrics in the song. I think, again, you know, they're really good songwriters. And one of my favorite ones too is like, dodge the draft, but can't dodge the war, forever cursed to live insecure. So he's just kind of like talking about, you know, our lot as millennials is like, right, we didn't have a Vietnam War and a draft, but we've had plenty of things that have occurred, and we're just like watching it on the sidelines, and you know, for the most part, and it's never great. No generation has ever had it easy, I've decided.
Yeah, I think that's that line stood out to me, you know, about generations apologizing to each other. But I think you're exactly right. Like, what do you know when you're in your teens and 20s, or, you know, even when you get older and you have kids, it's like, you know, what you realize once you're a parent is that, you know, you're doing this for the first time, just like your parents were.
Yeah.
And you realize you don't really know what you're doing, and you are kind of making it up as you go along. And so it is kind of the same thing. It's like every generation kind of deals with some new unique thing that the previous one didn't even deal with. So they've got to figure it out. Like right now, you know, artificial intelligence is growing.
Right.
Nobody knows anything about it, and nobody knows how big it's going to get. All we have to go on is like the Terminator movies to kind of base our reaction to it on, I guess. And Minority Report. Like, all we know is this is going to go badly at some point, yet we keep pushing ahead.
Right.
Okay. We're like, no, 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 we're going to stick with this, even though every science fiction writer is like, it's going to go sideways at some point. But yeah, I mean, that just shows you, like, nobody really knows. And so
yeah, no one knows.
I thought this was just a really well done song.
Nice. Yeah. I'm glad you liked it. I'm excited for that whole album. It's coming out soon. All right, so track number three, your next pick, it is Missing Out by Maya Hawk.
Yeah, if that name sounds familiar,
it does.
If you're a fan of Stranger Things, Maya Hawk is Robin Buckley on Stranger Things, and she is also the daughter of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman. So it's no wonder that she's a pretty good actress, and this is actually her third album that she's put out. I didn't even realize she made music,
I came
across the song. And then it's like, I was like, oh, this kid, would you come out a little EP? And it's like, no, third full album. I was like, oh, okay, well, all right. She's only 25. But yeah, I do like this song, though, because there are some lyrics in it that are just super self-aware. Mm-hmm. And I think the longer I go along here, the more I realize that self-awareness is sort of a critical element to anyone's success. And
yes.
So I have high hopes for Maya Hawk here after listening to the lyrics of the song, because she's pretty self-aware. Like, there's one lyric, I buy booze for the Ivy League with my television salary. They think they look up to me. And it's like, right, yes, you're this super rich kid in the Ivy League. Of course you're going to buy all the booze.
That's awesome.
And everyone kind of looks up to you. And I love that she could like sing about that, you know?
Yeah.
And she also has a line, I was born with my foot in the door, which is also very true. And you hear a lot about nepotism now in the entertainment business. And, you know, she's just kind of facing it head on. But look, she is talented though, right? Like, just like you see in like the NFL and NBA when it's like, yeah, like this person's dad played in those leagues. Yeah, but they still got to be pretty good to just jump in the league, right? Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, exactly. You still need the talent to, like, play right? there.
You still have to run fast, right, to exactly. get to that level. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. I knew the name sounded familiar. I didn't piece it all together, so that's great to know now. It makes a lot of sense. I loved a lot of the lyric writing and songwriting in the song. So I love the opening lines. Lucy wants to write the next great American novel, but she can't even read the bottle, which apparently is actually like what inspired the rest of the song is the notes I was reading. She was like hanging out with some people and someone said that they wanted to write the next great American novel. And she just kind of that stuck with her apparently, and then ended up writing a whole song about it. So it's great. And I also really like the bridge, you know, of course I'm going to call it the bridge here. I've been someone to talk about. I want to be someone to talk to. And I really like that. You know, again, that's like kind of probably every single famous person's like curse is that people talk about you a lot, but no one ever really talks to you as like a human being. Like you were just this thing in their head. So it's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Samra, we experience that all the time.
I mean, you know, all right? the time. Oh, my God. I can't go to a football game without them showing me on the screen. You know, it's like,
look, we love our fans, though. Keep doing it, guys. We love you guys. <All right. laughs> Track 4. It is Burial Ground by the Decemberists.
Yeah. More clickbait because I love the Decemberists and was very excited to see that they're releasing new music. This is like very similar in vein to like anything by Death Cab for Cutie, where it's got this kind of like airy poppy sound, but then it's actually singing about something really dark and morose so they're really just like hanging out in a graveyard basically. And I think kind of just thinking about our mortality and, you know, where we all end up. And so, you know, like the lyrics here, and meet at the burial ground, they've undid the aerial, tore down the merry-go-round, this world's all wrong, so let's go where we belong, pack up the stereo, meet at the burial ground. So I love that, but it's sung in such a happy way where you're like bopping along to it. And you know, here you are though, just hanging out in the graveyard, which is not the most delightful place to be, I don't think.
I don't think. I've never done it, but I can't imagine at night it'd be a fun place to hang out. But maybe I'm wrong. You know, feel free to tell us if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I do like the imagery here of kind of the circus that sort of picked up and left town, right? I think of like, you know, Tom Hanks and Big, like trying to go back to the carnival where his wish was granted and there's nothing there. And so, you know, there's kind of some symbolism here of like whatever like childhood place they might have in mind that just no longer exists because of just either progress or there's a new house there or whatever the case may be, right? So I don't know. I thought it was a really cool song and really well done as far as imagery goes. And of course they'd be on here because, you know, that's just Samra's going to pick their new song when they come on, right?
The last thing I'll share here is that Colin, the lead singer, mentioned that it is actually a melody that came to him in a dream. And he said, most dream songs are bad. This was the exception. So, I have yet to find my exception for dream songs. Mine are just all bad.
I want to hear it. It'd be funny if he tried to record just bad dream songs. I think that would be kind of, I'd just be interested to hear what comes up.
I know. Yeah. It could be a great album. All right. Track 5, you went with Running by Norah Jones.
Yeah, so Norah Jones was featured on Camille's Valentine's Day mix last month. So she's got a new album coming out, and so I thought I'd bring that on. You know, we talk about this with bands who put out multiple albums that it sounds just like them, right? And this sounds just like Norah Jones. You got the piano. Her voice is still just beautiful. I'd say the one difference here, and you can see it in the title, the Running, is that it's less of a, like, just, you know, cloying love song and more of, like, you know, a little bit of reflection of, like, the relationship that this person is in, this character is in, and whether or not they want to get away and just what are they running from? Are they running from their past, running from the present? Like, a little bit of mystery there. So I thought it was a little bit different from a subject matter standpoint for her. But again, just I listen to most of this album and it just sounds great, you know? So if you love Norah Jones, you're going to love this.
Yeah, I felt the same way as you. I was actually really close to picking a Norah Jones track, so I'm happy that it made it on your mix. And then I was curious, you know, the subject matter running and having that being the title, if she was inspired by Kate Bush's resurgence of Running Up the Hill. And she was like, oh, you know what? I am going to write a song about running. Try to get in on that running SEO.
Or Samri, is she a big fan of the show and she was inspired by your tales of running a marathon?
I have to imagine. I mean, she emails us all the time and we have to be she like, Norah. Does.
Norah, okay, we get it. You want to come on, all right? We got a schedule we got to stick to.
Exactly. We can't just throw you on the show.
It won't make any sense. It won't make any sense. Who's going to listen, Norah? That's what I want to know. Anyway.
But yeah, great track.
Offline discussions, okay? A little bit behind the curtain for you guys. no, but Norah Jones is great. Track 6, your pick. I was not familiar with this band. This is Doing It Again, Baby, by Girl in Red.
Yeah, I loved this track. I was not familiar with her either, but this is just absolutely so, so good. And I'm really excited to dive into more of their music. The chorus is so catchy. It had lyrics that literally made me like laugh out loud. So one of my favorite ones is, got my Ray-Bans on and I'm rolling with the boys. Having all this swagger was never a choice. My big fat ego is making me say this 99 vintage has impeccable taste. And it just made me laugh because it's like exactly the type of, you know, thing you might say if you're just really feeling yourself and you've got a big ego and you're going to comment on a 99 vintage, which by the way, 99 being vintage, Come on.
That's not vintage.
No, it is absolutely not. I refuse. But yeah, she says,
I still have shirts from 99. Okay. Can't be vintage.
No, can't be. She said she wanted to write a song that made her feel like she was on top of the world. And I think she crushed it. Like, I think there's even some banjo play in here that just works so well. Like we've talked about many times before, unless you're Mumford and Sons, it's hard to write a sad banjo song. Like in general, they just get you moving, you know?
You need a mandolin to drown out the banjo. Right, that's right. Kind of the key, I think. It's the counter instrument. You know, that's the sugar to its salt, right? Or right. Salt to sugar, whatever. It's a mandolin, yeah. No, I really like this. And I was, like I said, was not familiar with her. I loved earlier that you brought up the band from Daria because I immediately thought of Scott Pilgrim versus the World and the Metric song that's in there. Yes. I immediately thought of Metric. Obviously, they're not a fictional band, but in Scott Pilgrim, it is fictional, right?
Right.
But that's immediately what I thought of when I started listening to her. And just, it's a great rock song, but there's kind of a synth feel to it. And you're right, a little banjo. Like, what is going on here? But it all kind of works together. And I just love the energy from it overall. So really, really great pick.
Awesome. Yeah, I was excited about that one too. All right, track number 7, you went with Flowers by Real Estate.
All right, so this is an indie rock band from Ridgewood, New Jersey. They formed in 2008, and this is their upcoming 6th studio album, okay?
Wow.
And it's amazing, like never come across them, and this is their 6th album coming out here in 2024. I can't say anything about the lyrics really like stood out for me as like, oh, I love this line or I love that line, but I just thought they had a really cool vibe to them. Like I listened to a lot of their songs and I was like, I was like, I should dig into this more. And I'm glad I've got 6 albums to get into because, I just love the sound of it more so than anything else.
No, the vibe to it is exactly what I love too. I just felt like it'd be something you'd be listening to. Like I imagine like a truck driving along a country road and you have this song on, like that's kind of like the headspace it put me into. What made me laugh as I was thinking about it, because I saw that they're from Jersey, is that he apparently wrote this song in 3 hours, one of which was like he was at some location, started to write it, and then he said that they had to go 2 hours to a show, and he wrote it the rest of the time while they were on the way to the show. And then I was like, well, in Jersey, like he probably just needed to drive like 3 miles down the block. that was a 2 hours. Like he could have just walked it, but then we wouldn't have had the song.
That's a great point. He really didn't travel a long distance. No. He was just in the car for that long.
In the car for 2 hours, yeah.
Great call. Great call.
But yeah, great. Really nice vibe. I liked it a lot.
All right. Track 8, you picked All in Good Time. And this is by Iron and Wine with a little help from Fiona Apple.
Yeah, more clickbait for sure. The Iron and Wine drew me, and then the Fiona Apple like really sealed the deal here. Because I think her voice like pairs so lovely with Sam Beam's. Like the listening to both of them, and they do like kind of a duet. They're singing more like not on top of each other, but almost. But it's just so lovely. It's a really nice song. You know, and just kind of the things, all the things that you do in good time. Like, I love the lines about like that you trust your eyes, you treat your losses like clouds in the sky. And then my favorite line is when he says, finally picking on someone your own size. You know, because like that's, you know, something you learn in good time. Like, don't pick on someone not your size, either bigger or smaller. It's not going to work out.
That's right. Yeah. Either way, it's not cool. It doesn't not work cool. out. Yeah. I love the song. Yeah. It kind of reminded me of like an old, almost like Elton John or Billy Joel kind of feel where all you hear is kind of the piano and vocals.
Yes.
And again, you know, Fiona Apple's voice is just, it's just great. And we don't hear it enough. Like we haven't heard it in a long time, like on a new track. And, Iron and Wine is great as well. But really the more I listened to this, the more I was like, why can't this song push out that garbage Auld Lang Syne at New Year's Eve?
Right.
Because there's a message here, right? About the passage of time and lessons learned. Why am I singing about forgetting people in the past or whatever the hell that song's about instead of just kind of being like, yeah, I'm going to be better because I've learned all these things in good time.
One thing that I really love that might be developing is that like our core purpose at Super Awesome Mix might be to get that song thrown out entirely. We're just, it will be what we come back to again and again about how terrible of a song it is in the campaign.
If that ends up on the Wikipedia page for Auld Lang Syne, I would consider this a success, this podcast, right?
Yes.
Don't need it to be a financial success, anything like that. I don't even need to be named, but just like if that ends up on the Wikipedia page that our podcast
I love
pushed
that.
It out, that's a win.
It's yeah. That would be a win. All right. So this next track is Do It Again by Sheryl Crow. And I have to note before you get into it that, you know, I listened to the music or to the mix, like just a quick run through before I take any notes. And as I was listening to this one, I wasn't looking at my phone or anything. I was like, wow, like this is really cool. She sounds just like Sheryl Crow. And I looked and I was like, well, that's why. Because she's got some new music. That's great.
Because she's, yeah, because it is Sheryl Crow. That's why, that's how she's able to pull that off. Yeah. Sheryl Crow, she's been around for a long time. She's 62 years old now, believe it or not. And this is her 12th studio album. But actually her first since 2019. She had a couple like more country sounding albums a couple of times there. And then this one has a little bit of twang to it, but really it's much more of the old school Sheryl Crow that you'd probably remember. But love the line in here, let go and let love in. Every day I get up and I do it again. And it's like, it's just the lyrics here just speak to, I think, wisdom. Yes. Is probably the best way I could put it. Is that like, you know, she's 62. She doesn't want to deal with any of this. Like, like you can make yourself angry and you can be bitter about this, that, or the other. Or you could just kind of look at the positives and let love in. And every day, yeah, every day it could be a challenge to do that. But, you know, that's what you got to do over and over. And it seems like she's kind of giving us a little bit of a secret to happiness that she's found.
Yeah, I agree. I think she mentions like a lot of philosophies. She mentions like Eckhart Tolle and the Buddha. And then she mentions, you know, she keeps thinking wherever I go, there I am, which is a great book as well, all about like mindfulness and presence and all that kind of stuff. So I do think this is her looking back, you know, and just thinking about how there's a lot out there to try to, as she said, find your little peace of mind. But in reality, like the trick is like you just wake up and do it again. And I like that a lot. So I really loved the lyrics of this song and I enjoyed it a lot. It's kind of cool to hear her reflections on her own life come out in this track.
All right, speaking of reflections, this next one got me a little bit. Track 10, you go with Sweetest Thing by Kyle.
Yeah, I was not expecting this track to be what it was. I think we've featured new music by Kyle before, and I don't think it was anything like this, right? So no. I click on it, and then I start listening to it. I'm like, oh, well, this sounds really like cute and sweet. And then I just find myself almost bawling my eyes out. Like, it was so emotional, especially when he's singing about his father, and he's like, hey, I hope you're all right. I got to hold your hand in my dream last night. And I just think it's like, you know, so, so heartwarming and sweet and just like this amazing love song, you know, and the line, like, me being your son, it makes me so proud, is also like a very sweet line. Because I feel the same way about like my dad. And I think that that's really special. And it's I'm very blessed to have that relationship, because as we've talked about, most Father's Day songs are about like songs about fathers are not about good fathers. So this is a really nice one.
Most fathers and songs are rambling, right? And they're, you know,
yeah, they
Dad, I met
early.
You when I was two.
Right.
Yeah. And then never saw you again. Right. There's a lot of that in music.
Exactly.
Yeah. But no, you're right. This was totally unexpected, and it doesn't come in until about halfway through. So I'm kind of just listening to it. And then, yeah, when he gets into the dad stuff, because I lost my dad almost 3 years ago today. And it's just kind of wild to think about that, and to think about, I don't know, just some of the things he said in there. I mean, I was the same way. I was like, this is not good. Just kind of sitting here crying, listening to the song.
It was very emotional.
But
yeah.
It was. But anyway, great. I mean, good on him, right? If you can evoke that type of emotion. But everybody, just be prepared when you're listening to this one.
No, totally.
No matter what your relationship was like with your dad, it's probably going to get you.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll get you. Speaking of like emotional songs, this was the other pairing where I feel like we both kind of went more somber. So you went with The Mechanic by Amigo the Devil.
Yeah, so this was quite the discovery. This guy, Amigo the Devil, came across his new album, and I was just blown away and listened to the whole thing, and actually went back. He's got a couple other albums, and just started listening to his older stuff too. Really great songwriter, but also his voice. Like, I just always think it's amazing when, because sometimes it's the voice that carries a band or an artist, and sometimes it's the lyrics, and every now and then you get a little of both. So, but yeah, it is a little bit of a sadder song. But the line, you know, I know you weren't broken, I just needed something to fix. And so I was like, that's a powerful one. And then maybe where we're headed just doesn't include where we've been. I also love that one because, like, just conceptually, sometimes when people are thinking about getting out of a relationship, that's the hardest part, is that there's just nothing but newness ahead of you if you change that part of your life. And so, I just thought this was such a well-written song. And again, check out his new album, his old albums. I think you're really going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this track. I felt like it was very beautifully written. You know, there's like, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I definitely just thought it was funny that we both picked very kind of somber songs to round out the mix. But no, I really enjoyed this, and I will definitely dig into more of his discography.
All right. Well, we'll pick it up a little bit here with your last pick. It is It's Only a Paper Moon by Biba Doobie.
Yes. So I actually didn't realize this was a cover until I started doing the research. And it's been covered like a million times.
The song is 100 years old, Sam.
That's on me. All right. That's on me. But, you know, it's like...
Samer, go back and listen to Sheryl Crow's advice about being present, okay, and paying attention.
It's a little bit of a flub in terms of, like, you know, calling it new music, but it is new music.
It is new music. No, this is a very different version.
It is, and so that's what I did, is I started to listen to all the older ones. So I listened, of course, to Ella Fitzgerald's a version of this, and Nat King Cole, and like, I mean, it's been done by some amazing, amazing all-time greats. And so I think that's kind of also difficult when you are a new artist and you try to take on a song that has been done by some of like the greatest musicians of our time and still do like an interesting flair to it. I think she does a really great job with it. she adds kind of like a quirkiness to this one and like almost like a somberness to it as well, whereas the older ones feel much more kind of like perky and jazzy and like what you might listen to while you're like, you know, in a jazz club. So I think it was a really cool take on a very old song, apparently. And I really enjoyed it. So that's why I threw it on here.
No, I totally agree. It's very different from, if you're familiar with this song, it's going to be very different from what you're probably used to. And it's interesting. It comes from a show called The New Look, which is on Apple TV Plus, not a sponsor. I wasn't familiar with this show, though, but it sounds kind of interesting because it's kind of, I guess it traces how the world of high fashion sort of was born of events surrounding World War II, which right. I would never have thought about or considered. Ben Mendelsohn plays Christian Dior and Juliette Binoche plays Coco Chanel, which I don't know what they look like, right? But those are two great actors, so yes. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. So anyway, probably worth checking out. But once it was in that context, it's like, why would Biba Doobie take on It's Only a Paper Moon? But then it's like, well, you're writing this show that's set in like the 30s and 40s when right. this would have been a hit song. So it's like, all right, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, all, totally.
Yeah. So it all kind of came together for me. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of neat that you put this. But at the time, I was thinking, Samer clearly knows this song is 100 years old, right?
I did not. I did not.
Oh, that's okay. Maybe the listeners learned something too. So there you have it. Another new music mix. This is for March of 2024. We've got more new mixes to work on. Check us out online at Super Awesome Mix. And we will get to work. I think I've got a birthday mix coming up. I think that's what's coming. Yeah. So everybody get ready for that. I'm working on a pretty fun theme for that. So there you go. And so for Samer, this is Matt, and we'll talk to you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.